This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. Well, he's a returning guest. He is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MJNA. Dr. Titus, welcome to the show.
A great pleasure to be on today.
You know, give my listeners a little bit of background for those who didn't maybe catch our last interview about what makes your company so special and what you guys do.
Yeah, well, Medical Marijuana, Inc., we've been public since March of 2009. We're certainly in the industrial hemp medical marijuana space. We don't really touch any federally controlled substance, THC, at this point, but we're more focused on the non-psychoactive cannabinoids that have been derived from industrial hemp. So our hemp-based CBD products have been able to revolutionize the way people think about cannabis around the world. We certainly had a wonderful reception here in the U.S. when our products were first on the U.S. marketplace in the early year of 2012. And from there, we've been able to expand operations into countries such as Brazil and Mexico, where it's approved by doctor prescription.
You know, I want to also give you total props, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think today your stock just hit a new 52-week high.
We're certainly on a great tear. Investors go in and out of these stocks in kind of a rotational type affair. But certainly as we approach the election coming up here in a week or so, that we're going to really see a tremendous movement towards legalization of cannabis. We have nine states with various ballot initiatives. I think that's really going to potentially tip the scales, if you will. And if federal legislation does change, we'd certainly love to enter the THC space. But currently, we're existing very nicely with our CBD products. And I think investors as a whole are just very excited about the overall opportunities within this space.
You know, I totally agree with you on that. I was looking at one of your press releases, and Medical Marijuana Inc. portfolio company, Axiom Biotech, just closed private financing to get through phase one and two of their clinical trials on the cannabinoid medicines. What more can you tell us about Axiom's clinical trials?
Well, Axiom's a very exciting investment of ours. We own about a 45% stake in Axiom Biotech that trades on the OTC under the symbol AXIM. And just so investors know, I don't know if we've mentioned our ticker symbol, Medical Marijuana Inc., MJNA. But Axiom Biotech, early stage, up and coming, maybe the next GW Pharmaceuticals, if you will. But they have a clinical trial going on in Europe currently for a medicated chewing gum. And the chewing gum delivery, we feel, is going to be far superior to existing products that are on the marketplace. This particular chewing gum will have a combination of THC and CBD as active ingredients, and the indication over in Europe for multiple sclerosis patients for their pain as well as muscular spasticity. Now, GW Pharma already has a product on the European markets called Sativex, and it's approved in Europe as well as Canada, but they only have indications for muscular spasticity. They were not effective enough with their pain therapy with their particular medication. We think we have this problem solved, and so Axiom will now be able to enter into not only the pain arena, but also have this nice indication for muscular spasticity, at least for multiple sclerosis patients. And from there, of course, the world pain markets are very significant, and we believe this chewing gum delivery method has great potential for future clinical development, way beyond just the multiple sclerosis indication. That we're currently finishing up our stage two clinical trials, and I think we'll have some very exciting results to announce to investors here in the next couple of months. Axiom also has two other clinical trials that are going on at this particular time. They have a topical application of CBG, which is called cannabigerol. It's the next up-and-coming great cannabinoid, three, four, five years ago, no one really heard much about CBD. Now all of a sudden it's a very mainstream term in our dialogue, if you will. And CBG is the next great up-and-coming cannabinoid. This topical application will be used for atopic dermatitis as well as eczema. We're currently undergoing trials over in Europe. And our third development is with chewing gum, which had been released here in the U.S., a CBD chewing gum called Can-Chew. We've now upgraded this version, Can-Chew Plus, and currently we're just undergoing clinical trials for digestive disorders, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, et cetera, to see if we can improve the quality of the patient's lives. So Axsome has some wonderful things going on in their overall story. Very excited about where it's going and the fact that MJNA owns a 45% ownership stake, that we're really getting involved more on the clinical side, I think is a huge turning point for our company and for investors who've been with us for all the years.
Absolutely. My guest today is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO of Medical Marijuana, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MJNA. You know, medical marijuana, you guys have the first cannabis product approved for import by a federal government in Mexico. Meanwhile, a recent study that was just published on the on your product, Real Scientific Hemp Oil, by Dr. Aguirre down in Mexico. What more can you tell us about the study conducted in Mexico, and where are we at in the recent event, maybe outside of Mexico City?
Right. Well, we've recently had a nice event in Mexico City. We hosted a medical symposium. We were able to have about 120 doctors come and spend a good day with us. We had a number of different guest speakers. Dr. Jehan from the ASA, Americans for Safe Access, a nonprofit group came in, lectured. We had a number of other doctors. I'd had a small presentation myself. It was a great event. We've been very excited about Mexico, as our product is the first cannabis-based product to be allowed within the country as of February 1st of this year. The regulatory authority, COFEPRIS, which is the Mexico version of our FDA here in the U.S., allowed our product because it was fully THC-free. We spent quite a lot of time developing this specifically for this particular market because the regulatory authority there was just very adverse to any THC being in the product. But they did see the benefit of CBD, and of course, their children with refractory epilepsy and other developmental disorders that the government thought this might be very appropriate for. And we went ahead and had our first product in the country as of February 1st this year. Today, we still remain the only legal cannabis-based product to be able to be imported by Mexican citizens. This is by doctor prescription. And this Dr. Carlos Aguirre did a very nice informational study where he tried to mirror some of the protocol being used by GW Pharma here in the U.S. for their epilepsy study trials. Mm-hmm. Dr. Aguirre found in his research that our average seizure reduction with our natural botanical hemp-based CBD was 67%. Which I think compares very favorably to GW's results here in the U.S. Also, we had 16 children who were totally seizure-free after his study and intervention with our product, which I think is quite significant. And lastly, no patient experienced any adverse side effects, where, of course, the pharma development here in the U.S., about 30% of all patients are experiencing some type of severe adverse effect.
Absolutely.
So being safe as well as efficacious, I really believe this is a tremendous move forward for us. It was just an informational study. Of course, it behooves us to do additional clinical study and research to prove this out, but certainly it really shows the huge potential for the natural botanical CBD versus the pharmaceutical derived version.
You know, Dr. Titus, you guys have a lot of sticks in the fire. Just for my listeners, where do you think that we go from here to actually to monetize some of these products that are, I won't say are in the incubate station or period, but when do you think that fruition will come to the front here?
Well, we've had this great start with these brand new products. And again, this industry is very much at the ground floor, totally developing, and we see huge potential. We're just barely scratching the surface at this time, just to give a relative idea. We've just started some of our clinical research with both our pharma development investments, Axsome Biotech, we're certainly just mentioned them, but also with our natural botanical products that we've developed here at Medical Marijuana Inc. and our HempMed sales division. I think there's a huge potential there. For example, in Mexico, just yesterday it was announced that the government, the regulatory authority, has actually approved our product for an individual with a diabetic neuropathy. And so this is a new indication for us, and certainly we're very excited to do this further clinical study and research to be able to expand on some of these indications. Beyond Mexico, Brazil has offered a tremendous opportunity for us. Of course, our product in that country is approved for refractory epilepsy. It's available by doctor prescription, and it's covered by the government's healthcare system. The national healthcare system actually reimburses patients for their expenditures along with a necessary doctor prescription. Again, this behooves us to do further clinical study and research, not only for refractory epilepsy, but also the eight other indications that the regulatory authority in Brazil, called Anvisa, has allowed us to explore. And this would include things such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, PTSD, multiple sclerosis, attention deficit disorder, autism, et cetera, et cetera. And so for us, we're just really starting our clinical efforts. 3 to 5 years down the road, we may potentially have a significant number of indications where we prove safety as well as efficacy. That's going to at least do as well as the pharmaceutical version, if not better.
I agree with you. You know, it amazes me that this election, you know, every time you turn on the TV, that they're talking about is the election. But one thing that I think they're kind of missing out is that this election seems to have created an uptick in the market for medical marijuana stocks. And what can you tell us about the upcoming election on the 9 ballot initiatives in different states that's going to make an impact on your business?
Well, certainly this is something that our company is, we believe, well positioned to enter the cannabis arena once federal legislation changes. We've been posturing and positioning ourselves for this for quite a while. At some point, it's going to happen. It's just a shame it's been taking so terribly long, but certainly being 112 times safer than alcohol, no real adverse side effects from any natural botanical product. I just think this is something that when you see what's going on in Colorado, there's a huge economic boom there. There's no sign of any recession, tremendous employment, jobs, building, construction, et cetera. It's certainly proven extremely safe. We don't have any incidents of crime or bar fights breaking out. And we truly believe that, of course, here in California, this will be by far the largest cannabis market in the world.
That's true.
And it's very interesting that the way the vote is set up, that this will actually take effect on midnight, November 8th. So it's not like we have a year to wait before we're actually legal for recreational cannabis here. We'll be able to go right ahead and start competing head-to-head with the markets in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska. I think this is tremendous. We have a huge, of course, population here. I think this is something that could potentially very much swing the overall needle, if you will, in favor of overall cannabis legalization that may force the federal government, the DEA, to act and reschedule or even deschedule cannabis. I think the research that's coming in is certainly pointing in that direction. It's just a matter of time. And here's an amazing opportune time with 9 states with ballot initiatives. My gosh, this is truly something that individuals are really seeing some very significant benefit, and the science is there to back it up. We all humans have this endogenous internal cannabinoid system that reacts significantly well, and people move to greater levels of overall health and wellness once they start to supplement their systems with these natural botanical cannabinoid products.
Hopefully the federal government will get the message out of these initiatives and come around and see the, the great fortitude of how this is going to help many, many Americans.
We're certainly excited about that. We're very well positioned here. We really think that all of a sudden the investors are now looking at this in a very significant way. A huge amount of money funneling into operations in Colorado. I just can't imagine, I've ever imagined in my mind seeing this tremendous growth and the huge economic revitalization. They were saying in Colorado, of course, they sell about $1 billion worth of cannabis last year, but the overall kind of the multiplier effect has created $2.4 billion worth of ancillary businesses, jobs,
right.
Building, construction, et cetera, just to support this industry. And just imagine here in California, we're probably 35 times larger than Colorado. Just imagine the economic growth and boom that's going to go on here.
My my company that we're highlighting today is Medical Marijuana Incorporated. They trade on the OTC market under the ticker symbol MJNA. Dr. Titus, I want to thank you for taking time out and coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but the best. I'd like to check back with you in a couple of months to see how things are going, especially after the elections.
Well, we certainly appreciate the opportunity. We think we have some wonderful things in the fire here. Our portfolio company, our investment company, Axim Biotechnologies, symbol AXIM. Very exciting what's going on with their clinical development. Next time we speak, we'll probably have updates from some of their clinical trials. Very, very exciting about that. Of course, MJNA owns a 45% stake in Axim Biotech, and I think that's a very compelling story for your investors.
Again, thank you for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you real soon.
We'll look forward to it so much, Everett. Again, thanks for the wonderful opportunity today.